Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, Johnny, people really get into the commercials at Super Bowl time.
Oh, I love them.
That's kind of what you watch it for. Remember that one year when they were all really serious and depressing, though? That was a bad year.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
But it's like, ugh.
I will say that if I had to rank the, like, three elements of a game, which would be, you know, these are my top things. Commercials.
Yeah.
Halftime show.
Yes.
And
actual game
and
is
the
like
actual
last.
Game is last.
I agree.
Because most of the time, me being a Bears fan.
That you're not, yeah. Do you make bets?
I haven't seen them in the Super Bowl. I saw them like once in the Super Bowl and that was it. I don't make any bets.
Okay.
I have played that one squares game where you just pick numbers.
Sure.
And you pay like a quarter or a dollar or whatever for the whatever the numbers and they correspond with each quarter. That's fun.
That is fun.
Oh, yeah. And food is up probably number three. So the game would probably get pushed down to number four.
Dude, this is like a really, you have a real system here for this. Well, I haven't heard too much about what commercials we can expect for the Super Bowl yet, but I bet that information is going to start coming in pretty quick here. And one thing I do know, Danny DeVito is going to make an appearance as a red M&M.
Wait, like he's just going to do the voice of the red M&M or he's actually going to be the red M&M?
You know, that's a good question because they are like cartoons. I was hoping it would be him in an M&M suit.
My guess is that's probably what they're going to do.
But it could, I don't know. I haven't seen this piece of art yet. I guess we have to all watch the big game.
Oh, man. I can't. I hope they don't, because a lot of those commercials, what they've been doing lately is like they'll put previews and even put the whole commercial on YouTube.
I just want to see it that day.
I know. I want to see that one that day for sure. But speaking of the Super Bowl, Tom Brady, he's going to get some big money. He's actually going, according to ESPN, if he ends up winning the Super Bowl, he will win or get an additional $112,000.
Ooh, that's quite a bonus.
Can you believe that?
Do quarterbacks usually get that kind of a deal?
Most players have different things in their contracts, like, you know, like bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in any business, you get a Christmas bonus if you end up hitting this goal or something like that. Well, he, I'm sure, being one of the winningest players of all time, he probably has little things in his contract for things like that.
Yeah, and I bet his bonus is just a smidge more than most of the other players on his team.
Well, I will say what's funny is his former backup quarterback, who is now on another team. This is how weird the sports is and how much ridiculous money they get paid.
Right.
Jimmy Garoppolo is now on the San Francisco 49ers. This, for people that don't like sports, this doesn't make any sense. But think about this. Imagine a friend of yours goes to another business, but yet your business hits a goal of some kind or gets some sort of thing. They still get a Christmas bonus.
Right, right.
He's getting paid like $80,000 just because he happened to be on the team this season. So think about that.
That's pretty crazy.
But Tom Brady probably going to use that money to, I don't know, buy something nice for Giselle. Probably.
I'm sure he's going to buy several nice things. Yeah.
But either way, maybe you should buy something for Justin Timberlake who's doing the halftime show.
I think that's a great idea.
I think
that'd
be awesome.
Yep.
I like it. So either way, we'll be watching the game for sure. But that's the entertainment wrap for today.